WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. The following is a WGIL sports presentation. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL presents live coverage of Galesburg Girls Basketball.
The three-pointer, yeah!
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball.
Oh, you can hear the buzz in the crowd. She'll take the NBA three, good!
Now, here's Jim Wyman with the Silver Streaks pregame show on WGIL.
Hello again, everybody, from John Thiel Gym at Galesburg High School. This is Jim Wyman with high school basketball on WGIL. Tonight, a Western Big Six Conference clash as the Galesburg Silver Streaks, 3-5 on the season, undefeated at 2-0 in the Western Big Six Conference, take on their arch rival, the Alleman Pioneers. Rock Island Alleman coming in 6-2 on the season. The Pioneers also 2-0 in the Western Big Six Conference. This should be a great game. Last year, of course, these two teams played three times, with Alleman winning at Rock Island Alleman and the Galesburg Silver Streaks winning here. That game at Alleman was 43-41 Alleman. That was last year on the 12th of December, I should say the 14th of December. And then the Silver Streaks defeated Alleman 52-35, beat them handily here on the 24th of January. But the all-important game, the Alleman Pioneers won the regional 35-25 on February 14th at Geneseo. Alleman then going on last year to lose in the sectional at LaSalle Peru to Peoria Richwoods, a team that won that sectional and then ended up losing to Freeport in the super sectional at DeKalb. Speaking of regionals and sectionals, the assignments came out this past week, and our regional for Galesburg's girls is going to be at Rock Island. The Silver Streaks will be there along with Alleman and Rock Island, conference foes, and also the Geneseo Maple Leafs will be there. Dunlap, a team that was there last year, is going to have their own regional this coming year. So the Streaks will be playing against Alleman, Rock Island, and Geneseo in the Class 3A regional at Rock Island in February. That regional will then feed into the sectional tournament at Metamora. You remember last year it was held at LaSalle Peru, and then the super sectional, instead of DeKalb this year, the Streaks will play at Illinois Wesleyan in the super sectional. And those that tournament will be seeded towards the end of January, so we'll know a little bit more at that time. So this game is not only important for the regional seeding, but it's important for the State Farm Classic seeding, as the Streaks will be playing in the State Farm Classic coming up the week after Christmas. And they will not announce the pairings for the State Farm Classic until the 15th of December. So I'm sure they're going to look at this game, and if Galesburg wants to play a night game like they did last year when they met Springfield Sacred Heart Griffin, they probably need to win this game and win both games on Saturday at Knox College in the Galesburg Classic basketball tournament, and then I would guess they would probably play late afternoon or early evening at the State Farm Classic in Bloomington. There has been a switch in the State Farm, or in the Galesburg Classic tournament. Instead of Galesburg playing Monmouth-Roseville in the morning, they're going to play Macomb at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning, and then Monmouth-Roseville will be the game at 7:30 on Saturday night. So those games have just been flip-flopped. The other change is the Peoria-Notre Dame game, which is scheduled to be played in January on the 17th of January, has been moved to 9 a.m. and will be played here at John Thiel Gym. It's on your schedule as an away game at 10:30 a.m. So the Streaks will play here at 9 a.m. on the 17th of January, and then we'll all hop on the bus and head to Peoria Central and play Central at 3 o'clock on the 17th. 17th. So the Streaks will have two games that day. So lots of news. We expect, I subbed yesterday at Galesburg High School, so was getting some inside information, and we expect that Whitney Daler and Maddie Boyer will be back on Saturday night. Their suspension is apparently 10 games, and so they will apparently, allegedly, supposedly, I guess is the word I'm looking for, play on Saturday night against Monmouth Roseville at Knox College in the Galesburg Classic. We'll take a break, come back, and speak to the head coach of the Silver Streaks, Coach Evan Massey. Our pregame interview with Coach Massey brought to you tonight by Galesburg Orthopedic, with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, Monmouth, and Macomb. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Two things instead of one thing becomes a new thing called a hybrid. The concept works in cars, in seed corn, and now it works in heating systems for your home. And it comes along just in time for increased propane costs this winter. A home hybrid heating system calculates the most efficient source of energy and switches from one to the other as needed automatically. Where can you get such a thing? Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Jim Wyman back on the pregame show. I'm with the head coach of the Galesburg Silver Streaks, Coach Evan Massey, tonight. The Streaks in a conference match against Rock Island Alleman, a team, I guess, Coach, that's become kind of a rival for you over the past year.
I think it has. It really changed a lot when they went up from being with the Multiplier, when they became in our division. That kind of coincided with the time that on a varsity level they started to being, you know, one of the teams to beat. And so, you know, really, it's you know, probably the last, 5 or 6 years, it's been kind of Alleman, Galesburg, and Moline that have been the three fighting out for the conference stuff. And right now, the three of us are in the lead.
Of course, you lost the regional championship to them last year, 35-25, a game that, well, I don't know, 3 weeks in Arizona for me still didn't get me over that game. It took a long time to get over that loss. That was a heartbreaker.
Yeah, I had to have hip surgery to go ahead and get over it, give me something else to think about. Yeah, that was a disappointing one, but obviously they've got different kids now, and we've got different kids. So new year with things, but we know in that they're very good at what they do defensively is they like to really go after any kind of set plays you run. And so they test your kids of whether that you have the ability to go to counters and handle those kind of things. So we know our kids will have their work cut out for them, because I'm sure they're going to come out and put a lot of pressure on us.
The situation on their team is that they lost Molly Yergel. She graduated, but A.J. Ledbetter may be one of the better players in the conference.
Yeah, well, you know, it's her third year playing regularly, that she started some as a freshman, and, you know, she's gotten steadily better, that she's, you know, good as far as handling the ball and picking up fouls a lot by her penetration, and she's a decent shooter. And so they kind of, you know, they an interesting system of where they, he pretty much has a one and then a backup one, a two and a backup two, and so it's going to play 10 kids, and then as the year goes on, it may be in big games, some of the backups only play a very little bit of time. But what it does, you know, for them is that they always seem to have pretty good experience coming back each year.
Yeah, he uses his bench a lot. And, of course, you mentioned after the Dunlap game, your bench a little thin.
Right now it is. But, you know, that's, that's something you just have to deal with. That, you know, right now we're at a point where probably with Howard, with Warner, and with Baker, that those guys are going to start the game. And they'll come out if they have an injury or if they get in foul trouble. But otherwise, they're more than likely going to play all 32 minutes. And that's just the way it is.
I don't know if I've ever felt as good about a loss as I did on Saturday in that Dunlap game. You were down 15 points in that game and came back, tied it, went into overtime, and then lost it by a point in the overtime. Other than that second quarter, your kids showed an awful lot of character, I thought, in that game.
Yeah, and it's just tough, that close a loss. It obviously, you know, there's just a very few things that if we changed that we would have been able to win the game. So it's unfortunate not getting the win. But I think you're right of it's a lot of times it's easier to take a loss like that where you start out poorly and you finish well than it is if you start well and then you stumble at the finish and lose the game that way. So it's, you know, right now I really don't think, obviously we do want to focus on, you know, winning, and that's important to us. But I think ultimately what we just got to do is take care of our own business. And if we do win, great. If we don't, we have to understand our job is just to keep getting better.
The regional pairings were also, or not the assignments, not the pairings, and you're going to be at Rock Island with Alleman, Geneseo, and Rock Island. Dunlap is going to get sent the other way this year, so they will not be there, and you played them last year. So a four-team regional instead of a five-team regional, and all Western Big Six except for Geneseo.
Yeah, unusual, because they gave Dunlap their own regional there. But what's kind of unusual with the whole thing is that we've got a four-team regional. I think there's, in our sectional, two of the other ones are five teams and one is a six-team regional. So it's a little bit unusual that way. And, it's, you know, right now I think everybody as coaches, we're trying to kind of sort out what's going on, that Coach Hatch and I were talking earlier with it, that it's, you know, we were led to believe that the IHSA was going to, when they first went to this system, they were going to assign all of us to a certain regional, a certain sectional, and that was going to be that way for 4 years. So set your schedules, and you can get non-conference teams that would match up. And it hasn't held true yet, so not exactly what we thought was going to happen.
Coach, thank you so much for being with us, and best of luck in this key game in the Western Big Six.
Okay, thank you.
That's Evan Massey, the head coach of the Streaks. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey are committed to providing the highest quality of health care possible to Knox and surrounding counties. Galesburg Orthopedic Services is located at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 102. For more information, go to gosortho.com or call 342-0194. That's 342-0194. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, getting you back in the game.
Grandpa, according to this book of magic spells, one can bring luck to a basketball team by establishing a ritual. Examples include repeating an activity before and after a sports game.
Like eating a Hungry Hobo sandwich?
Do you think that will work?
There's only one way to find out. Besides, basketball makes me hungry, and we know it will taste good.
Before or after the big game, for good luck or just for good food, head to Hungry Hobo in Galesburg for fresh sandwiches, soups, nachos, and baked potatoes.
You've earned a trip to the Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Our pregame interviews with the coaches, and unfortunately we taped Jay Hatch tonight, but the tape recorder ate that interview. Our interview with Coach Massey brought to you by Galesburg Orthopedic, with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, Monmouth, and Macomb. Stay tuned for Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL Galesburg and WGIL.com.
If you're a corn farmer today, you're in quite a spot. With all costs up and risks bigger than ever, you've got to make some good decisions. So here's a smart one for three reasons. Number one, Mershman Smart Start Treatment has a new formulation for 2009. Three fungicides, one insecticide, designed to get corn up and growing fast. According to research trials, it'll yield up to 10 bushels more than fungicide-treated corn alone. Reason number two, Mershman now offers the MS discount to save you up to 20% when you buy five hybrids. And the brand new MER plan option, which gets you the current cash discount and you don't have to pay till January 31st. And reason number three, with Mershman seeds you get to deal with real people, not phone operators. People who aren't thinking about stockholders. People who are thinking about farmers, like you. Exceeding yield limits for 55 years. Mershman seeds, your friend in the field. Call 800-848-SEED.
Jim Wyman back with you on WGIL, just about ready for the national anthem here. The Galesburg Pep Band is here. Bill Allison will be announcing the starting lineups. Our officials, Ken Fairley of Davenport, Rand Wanio of Davenport, and Mark Copley, he's from Eldridge, Iowa. Those will be our three officials for the game tonight. Let's go down to the floor for the playing of our national anthem.
Jordan Scott. Jordan is the daughter of Corey and Jackie Scott. She's earned varsity letters in track and field, cheerleading, golf, cross country, and academics. She's a member of Spanish Club. She's a G Club secretary, and she is a reading buddy. She's academic all-conference and high honor roll. Cross country, she was awarded most valuable runner. In track and field, she's a three-year state qualifier, three-year all-conference. She was invited to the Peoria Journal Star Meet the past 3 years, and in golf was awarded the Kathy Dunn Memorial Award for Most Improved Golfer. She plans to attend college, majoring in either nursing or teaching. Jordan Scott.
Let's go down to Bill Allison for the starters.
Now the starting lineups. First for Rock Island Alleman, a 5'5 junior, number 4, Angie Ledford. A 5'8 senior, number 12, Amanda Lambrecht. A 5'7 junior, number 14, A.J. Ledbetter. A 5'10 junior, number 30, Andy Mills. And a 6'2 junior, number 40, Salam Mulageta. The Pioneers are coached by Mr. Jay Hatch. Now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'6 freshman, number 4, Bailey Boyer. A 5'8 junior, number 12, Sarah Baker. A 5'7 sophomore, number 14, Jessica Howard. A 5'4 sophomore, number 24, Katarina Mangieri. And a 6'1 junior, number 52, Mynika Warner. The Silver Streaks, coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Jackie Howard, Jenna Finley, Michael Ruxin, Jay Barshinger.
Bill Allison with the announcement of our starting lineup. What a scene here. They always talk about John Thiel's pregame rituals, but boy, I tell you, this is quite a scene with the raising of the flag and the pep band and the cadets and the cheerleaders and the presentation of the colors. It really sends chills up your spine when that pep band is here. Nice crowd on hand, but not as many as we had last year. Alleman Pioneers at center court. They're dressed in their traveling green uniforms. The green uniforms with the white piping, the white numerals, and Alleman Catholic across the front. So green and white, mostly green on their uniforms. The Streaks with the white home uniforms, the black numerals, black streaks across the chest, and the black and silver piping. Galesburg going from right to left. Alleman from left to right. Salem Mulageta will jump it up at center court against Mynika Warner. Warner controls the tip. Comes to Sarah Baker here on the near wing. Now to Bailey Boyer up top. Boyer for the streaks. Looks over the man-to-man defense for Alleman Catholic. Now to Warner. Back out to Sarah Baker. Baker now on the dribble to the right side. Goes inside to Howard. She got bumped but was able to pick up the ball. Gets a bounce pass out to Catman Jerry. Now to Boyer, and the streaks will try it again. Boyer now on the dribble to the right side all the way to the baseline, and her shot was partially blocked underneath that time by Amanda Lambrecht of Alleman. The ball goes off Boyer out of bounds, and the streaks turn it over. So Alleman Catholic will come back on the attack. It'll be A.J. Ledbetter working the point. She is all everything for this team. On the right side to Angie Ledford. Ledford now comes on the left-handed dribble. She got bumped by Mangieri, and we'll get a foul called. Cat Mangieri's first team foul against the streaks. It'll be Alleman's ball underneath their own basket. No score, just underway here from John Thiel Gym. Ledbetter will throw it in for the Pioneers. Comes in now in the right corner to Ledford. Into Mulugeta. She got bumped but dribbles out of danger. Now back up top to Amanda Jo Ledbetter. Ledbetter on the left side now. Gets the ball to Ledford. Ledford comes up top. Now on the right wing in the right corner to Ledbetter. Ledbetter gets a screen. Takes the three-pointer. No good. Rebound picked up by Mangieri underneath. She gives it to Boyer, and here come the streaks right to left. Bailey Boyer into the front court. Top of the key. Now Baker in the lane. Out of Warner. She'll go right up against Mulugeta, no good, and the foul's going to be called against Salem Mulugeta. That'll be Mulugeta's first team foul, and Monika Warner, a 71% free throw shooter on the year, will go to the line and shoot two here. Well, like always, starting out as a low-scoring game. The sophomores won tonight 47-34, so they're 3-0 in the conference, 5-3 on the season. Monika makes the first, 1-0 Galesburg. One more free throw for Monika Warner, the 6'1 junior. Galesburg is a team shooting 72% from the line, which is extraordinary in high school girls basketball. She makes the second. Back on the attack now comes Alleman Catholic. Far left side now. They get the ball back up top to Ledford. Now into Mulugeta. She'll go right to the hoop. Puts it up, no good. The rebound tipped by Baker to Boyer, and the streaks got it back. Into the front court, Bailey Boyer. Back up top now to Baker. On the right side to Mangieri. 6:30 to go, first quarter, 2-0 Galesburg. Pressure out front now by Alleman. Baker has it at center court. Mangieri was in trouble in front of the scorer's table, but was able to get it out of danger. Now to Bailey Boyer, to Sarah Baker. Bounce pass now to Mangieri on the high post. She dribbles beyond the three-point line. On the baseline now, right side to Warner. Back out to Boyer, near side Howard. She'll take the NBA three, no good. The rebound, Angie Ledford for Alleman. Back on the attack come the Pioneers. Ledford crosses center court. Now looks on the left side. Dribbles up top of the key. Will go all the way to the basket. And it's blocked underneath by Warner out of bounds. Great block by Monika Warner coming in there and just knocking that ball right out of bounds into the guitar player who's standing by the door on the east side of the gym. Ledford now will throw it in this time. Watch out for Ledbetter. Ledford bounce pass gets it in now to Mills, and we'll get a foul here, a grab. It's going to be called against the Silver Streaks. Like this one's going to go against Mangieri again, her second. That's the second team foul. And so Angie Ledford will throw it in. Mangieri's going to go out of the game. Shelby Pacheco will come in off the bench for the streaks. It'll be triggered inbounds by Angie Ledford. Comes in the corner to Mulugeta, but it was tipped away in the inbounds pass by Pacheco. Alleman will throw it in again. 2-0. Galesburg leads it, 5 minutes, 53 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Angie Ledford will try it one more time for the Pioneers. Bounce pass comes in, tipped away from Mills, still on the floor, now picked up by Baker. Baker into the front court, ball goes back on the floor, and we'll get a jump ball, and it'll be Alleman's ball on the alternating possession. Well, last year it was a case where these teams didn't really like each other much. Haven't seen any of that yet tonight, but they wouldn't help each other up last year, and it was pretty intense. Here's Ledbetter all the way to the baseline. Shovels into the corner. Ledford takes the three, no good, but we're going to get a foul on Baker as she came out and ran into Angie Ledford, and Ledford's going to shoot three. That's Baker's first, the third team foul whistled against the Silver Streaks. Angie Ledford is a 5'5 junior, And she will go to the free throw line. They're missing two of their starters. Abby Ledford, Angie's sister, is out. And Ansley DeVries, both with ankle injuries. Free throw on the way, and she missed it. Angie Ledford, who's at the line now, had 8 points against Rock Falls, as on Saturday, Alleman beat Rock Falls 58-28. Second one no good. The only two games that Alleman has lost were here on this floor at Galesburg High School to Freeport and Peoria Richwoods. They're 6-2, 2-0 in the conference. One more free throw for Ledford. She missed all three of them. The ball's going to go out of bounds, and I think it's off Pacheco. No, they say it went off of Mulageta, so Galesburg will get it. Big opportunity for Ledford, but she missed all three of the free throws, and so it's still 2-0 streaks. Back comes Bailey Boyer now. Guarded by Ledbetter. Up top to Howard. Howard drives the right side all the way to the basket. Puts it up. No good. Rebound Warner right back up. No. The rebound tipped around. It's going to be picked up on the baseline and pulled out of there by Andy Mills. Mills, the outlet pass to Lambrecht. Amanda Lambrecht to Ledbetter. All the way to the basket. Puts it up. No good. The rebound Warner underneath for the streaks. Outlet pass Bailey Boyer. Here comes Galesburg right to left. Sarah Baker in the right corner. Pops it out to Warner, top of the key. Near side Boyer. Boyer guarded by Ledbetter. Here's the NBA three for Howard. No. The rebound underneath Baker. Right back up. Good. Sarah Baker with the offensive rebound in the basket. And it's 4-0 Silver Streaks with 4:50 to go first quarter here at John Thiel Gym. Top of the key, Angie Ledford now for the Pioneers. High post gets it down to Andy Mills. Back out now to Ledford. Ledford goes on the left side. Gets the ball over on the left side to Amanda Lambrecht. She comes up top to Ledbetter. She'll take the three. No. Oh, Alleman is really cold. The rebound Warner. Here come the streaks right to left. Bailey Boyer over the timeline on the dribble. Streaks with a 4-point lead with 4:24 to go first quarter. To Howard. Bounce pass here on the left wing to Pacheco. Back to Warner. Top of the key now to Baker. Near side Howard. She'll take the three again. Yes! Jessica Howard with the three. Jay Hatch has seen enough. He wants timeout. We're going to get a 30-second timeout. It'll give us time to mention this game is brought to you in part tonight by Bates Collision Center, Breedlove Sporting Goods, Midwest Regional Home Care, Thorns, Pets and Supplies. Those are our broadcast sponsors. We want to thank them and thank you for listening to this game tonight here on WGIL. And remind you that tomorrow night it'll be Mike Perry and Jim Lee at 7:10 with the pregame. Tip-off at 7:30, the only December home game for the boys team, as they will take on United Township here at John Thiel Gym tomorrow night. So the Streaks and the Pioneers come back out after the 30-second Rock Island Alleman timeout. And Ledbetter, who has been stone cold in this game, brings it back up court now. She's going to work the point for the Pioneers. Right side to Angie Ledford. Ledford guarded by Baker. Gets it down to Wendell, who's come in. She lost the ball, but it's tipped out to Ledford. Now into Mulageta. She'll put it up. No good. The rebound Warner. Ball on the floor. Picked up by Howard. She got it to Bailey Boyer. The Streaks get it back. Here comes Galesburg right to left. Bounce pass. They tried to get it into Pacheco, but it was tipped away by Ledbetter, and the Streaks will have it underneath their own basket. It'll be Sarah Baker triggering in for the Streaks. 3:45 to go here in the first quarter. Howard's three-pointer has put them up 7-0. Comes into Pacheco in the lane. She gets away, but we're going to get a whistle and double dribble called against Shelby Pacheco. The shot she put up went in, but the whistle blew before the shot, and so Pacheco turns it over, and here comes Alleman. Amanda Jo Ledbetter, A.J. Ledbetter, into the front court on the dribble. Gets it on the far left side to Amanda Lambert. Lambrecht, top of the key, Ledbetter. She'll take the three, no. She's wide to the left every time. Rebound, Mynika Warner for Galesburg. Here come the Streaks. Great chance here to Sarah Baker. Top of the key, Warner. Near side, Bailey Boyer. Boyer on the left wing. Back up top to Howard. This time they're on her beyond the three-point line. With 3:10 to go first quarter. Now to Baker. To Bailey Boyer at center court. Boyer now. Bumped by Ledbetter. Tried to draw the charge, but no whistle. On the right side, Howard. Now into Warner. She'll put it up, no, but she's going to be fouled on the play. Fouled before the shot. Massey wants the two free throws. It'll be Salem Mulageta with the foul, her second team foul. It'll be the Streaks ball. Ashley Schwenker comes into the game for Alleman. Angie Ledford goes out. They also have another sub that we'll pick up here in a minute. Comes into Howard now in the left corner. Howard for the streaks, and she traveled. She carried, moved her pivot foot. Alex Wendell has come back in. She is a 5'10 junior. Again, two of their starters are out with ankle injuries, Abby Ledford and Ansley DeVries. Remember, DeVries played quite a bit last year. Here comes Ledbetter. Ledbetter into the front court. Gets it up top now to Alex Wendell. Wendell dribbles on the left side, pops it back out top of the key now. They get the ball to Kayla Appleman, who's also into the game. Appleman on the dribble, almost knocked away. Now Galesburg puts pressure out front. They go back down to the left corner to Ledbetter. She'll drive the baseline against Boyer, and Boyer pushed her. That'll be Bailey Boyer's first, the fourth team foul, whistled against the Silver Streaks. And so it'll be Rock Island Alleman's ball underneath their own basket. One thing about Jay Hatch, he will always use his bench, no matter what. Ledbetter throws the ball in. Baker was able to tip it away. And a great play by Sarah Baker as she tipped it off Amanda Lamprecht. And it went out of bounds in front of the Streaks bench. So Galesburg will get it on the turnover. Here comes Bailey Boyer with 2:30 to go first quarter. To Warner, who's had a big game on the board so far. Left side down to Pacheco. Holds the ball up over her head. Out to Jessica Howard. Howard now, top of the key. Now to Baker as she pops out against the man-to-man. To Bailey Boyer. Alley-oop pass to Warner, but it was tipped away and picked up by Ledbetter. Here comes Alleman, ahead now to Lamprecht. All the way to the basket, puts it up and through. Well, there's their first basket of the game with 2:05 to go, first quarter. Here's Howard now, backdoor into Warner. Warner, and we're going to get a jump ball as Warner was tied up by Amanda Lamprecht. And it'll be Galesburg's ball on the alternating possession. Ledbetter's going to come out. So Baker will throw it in for Galesburg. Mangieri set to come back in for the Streaks. Comes into Shelby Pacheco. Back out to Bailey Boyer with a minute 55 to go first quarter. Right side now to Howard. Howard outside the three-point line. Now to Bailey Boyer. Boyer dribbles back out center court to Mynika Warner, who pops out beyond the three-point line. Now to Pacheco, top of the key. Near side, high left wing to Bailey Boyer to Baker. Back to Boyer. Boyer now will come out and dribble center court. Bailey Boyer all the way to the right side. She'll go all the way to the basket, puts it up no good, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul called, and Bailey Boyer is going to shoot two. The foul called against Kayla Appleman of Alleman, her first, the third team foul, and Boyer, who will go to the line. She's a 43% shooter on the year. She'll shoot two here, the 5'6 freshman who's gotten a little better every single game. Free throw on the way, and this one's going to drop off and be no good. She'll have one more. Boyer eyes it. Here it is. She missed them both. The rebound, though, Pacheco. Oh, they've done that to Galesburg. That time Galesburg did it to them. Out to Baker. She'll take the three-pointer. No. The rebound pulled down underneath by Alleman. Brought back up court now by Ashley Schwenker. Schwenker now into the front court. Gets it top of the key to Appleman. Now on the far left wing, they get the ball to Lamprecht. Here's the three-pointer put up no good by Garrett. The rebound pulled out by Amanda Lamprecht. Alleman will reset the offense with a minute 5 to go in the first quarter. Top of the key now. This is Schwenker on the right side. Schwenker has the ball now after she passed it to Garrett. Now Garrett will take the three-pointer top of the key around. No good. Rebound by Nico Warner. Outlet pass to Boyer. Warner knocked down on the rebound. No whistle. Here's Boyer. Inside Pacheco. She'll put it up good. Shelby Pacheco, the great pass coming inside to her. And it's 9-2 Silver Streaks with 35 seconds to go first quarter. Here's the alley-oop pass inside. Shot up no good by Appleman. And the rebound pulled out of there by Boyer. The Streaks now will look for one, I think, with 25 seconds to go in the first quarter. Mynika Warner has it out at center court. Now to Bailey Boyer, but she traveled with it. Oh, no. Oh, no, man. Jerry in, Boyer out. Great chance there for the Streaks to go up by 9 or 10. Ledbetter Sutter, of course, has come back in now as we come down to the end of the quarter. She has the ball against Mangieri into the front court. Right-handed dribble all the way down the lane. Pull-up jumper, yes. You knew that. It was just a matter of time. A.J. Ledbetter with the basket. So instead of a 10-point lead, it's 5. Back comes Mangieri. 6 seconds to go in the quarter. Mangieri all the way down to the baseline. Off-balance shot, no good. But we're going to get a whistle, and I think they're going to call Mangieri for the push-off. That's a pretty questionable call right there by Ken Fairley of Davenport. Real questionable. No, he's going to call it, and now the fans are going to get all over him. I don't think they realized what he was doing. That's just a horrible call, and that's Mangieri's third foul and the 15th foul whistled against the Streaks. Comes into Ledbetter. Here's the half-court shot by Ledford at the buzzer. No good, and that's the end of the first quarter with the score. It's Galesburg 9, Alleman 4. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan wishing all of our customers and friends a Merry Christmas. Employee pricing, 0% financing, and some of the best deals in automotive history. Stop by for details at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan just off the square in downtown Galesburg.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met Trophy, but I love you. And feel adoration for the awards. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners. Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Breed Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I Heart Breed Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Watch out! Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing and such, Breed Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I Heart Breed Loves.
Live coverage of Galesburg girls basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by Hungry Hobo of North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Orthopedic Services with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, and Macomb. Go to gosortho.com. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. By Midwest Regional Home Care on the corner of Fremont and North Seminary, bringing healthcare home to you. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee, the station Galesburg tunes to for news, talk, and Silver Streaks girls basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Here's Galesburg after Alleman just scored. The Streaks, we're going to get a travel against Mineika Warner as A.J. Ledbetter, after Alleman got an offensive rebound, was able to score. The Streaks come down after the basket, and Mineika Warner travels, and guess who made that call? That's right, Ken Fairley of Davenport. He's been a little bit brutal so far tonight. Here comes Ledbetter back into the front court. Top of the key to Andy Mills. Left side, Ledford. Ledford guarded by Baker. Streaks man-to-man. Come back up top now. They get the ball to Wendell. Now on the right side and come back up top to Ledbetter. She steals a glance at Jay Hatch, but we'll get a whistle here, and a foul is going to be called against Alleman. I think they're going to get Alex Wendell for this one, her first, fourth team foul. And so Galesburg is going to have the ball, and they will come on the attack right to left, leading 9-6. Could have been 12-2, but unfortunately Ledbetter was not going to let that one happen, along with Ken Fairley, the referee. Baker has the ball up top for the Streaks. Now to Howard. She drives the paint. Had the ball tipped away, but puts the shot up anyway as everybody just dropped off of her. And the shot no good. It was short. The rebound, Andy Mills. Back comes Angie Ledford for the Pioneers. Here's Mills with the 15-footer bingo. Andy Mills right from the foul line makes it 9-8 as Alleman roars back into the front court. Comes Bailey Boyer for Galesburg. Bumped, and we're going to get a charging foul against Boyer. As Ledbetter came right up and put the body on her. And Bailey Boyer, that's her second. And Evan Massey is all over him this time. He's going to go right to the big boy. And that's Mark Copley of Eldridge, Iowa. Two really questionable calls here. One against Mangieri, and that one coming against Bailey Boyer. But sports fans, if you've been around these Alleman games, you know that's the way they play. Ledbetter came out on the high left wing. She bodied right up to Boyer. And as Boyer tried to dribble around her, the official, in this case, it was Randy Wanio of Davenport, called the charge on her. So there have been two questionable charging calls against the Streaks. And that's not the Streaks game. The clutching and the grabbing, not the Streaks game. They're more of a finesse team. And boy, when Alleman gets them in that clutching and grabbing game, look out. Into the front court now comes Ledbetter. Top of the key, Mills. We saw it last year in the regional final when Galesburg only scored 25 points. Now to Lambrecht. Here's the pass down to Mills. Mills drives the paint, has it tipped away, and it's pulled out of there by Pacheco. Nice steal by Shelby. Back comes Galesburg into the front court. This is Bailey Boyer. Pops it now to Pacheco. Near side, Howard. Into Warner. Pass was over her head. It's picked off by Alex Wendell. The Pioneers on the attack left to right. Here's Angie Ledford for Alleman. Left side, Ledbetter. Ledbetter guarded by Bailey Boyer. Top of the key, Lambrecht. Here's the pass in the paint, knocked away again by Pacheco. Back up top of the key now to Lambrecht. Lambrecht for Alleman. On the dribble right side to Angie Ledford. Ledford for the Pioneers as it tipped away again by Pacheco. Two straight steals for Shelby Pacheco. Here come the Silver Streaks. Backdoor pass down to Warner. She'll put it up, no, but she's going to be fouled inside by Alex Wendell. Her second, the 15 foul on Alleman, and Mynika Warner will go to the free throw line. She has 2 points in the game, both free throws. Warner steps to the line. As we said before, a 71% shooter, and she hits it. Well, as we've also said, if you're going to beat the clutching and the grabbing, you got to make the free throws when they come your way. The problem here is that Galesburg has more team fouls than Alleman does. 6-5. One more free throw for Mynika Warner, and it's good. As she got the iron and got it to drop through. Ledbetter, ahead on the right side, gets the ball ahead now to Schwenker. Now back on the left wing. They get the ball to Jenna Garrett, who's come back in. Top of the key, the ball now to Schwenker. Schwenker on the right side to Ledbetter. Ledbetter left-handed dribble, spins in the lane, takes a left-handed jumper, no good. Rebound, Pacheco. Oh, Pacheco is playing the game of her life tonight. Back on the attack comes Galesburg. Tipped away by Ledbetter, but Pacheco picks it up. Pacheco in the backcourt for the Streaks with 4:50 to go second quarter. 11-8 Galesburg. Pacheco bothered, and we're going to get a timeout called by Evan Massey as Pacheco had no one to pass it to. Alleman came out and challenged the ball, and Shelby had no one to pass it to. What a game Shelby Pacheco is having for the Silver Streaks tonight. She scored 2 points in the game, but more importantly, two straight steals and a great rebound. And the Silver Streaks have an opportunity in this game. In fact, they've had many opportunities so far to break this game wide open, but not quite yet. What happened there is that the ball was tipped away. Shelby got it in the backcourt, and then Alleman came up and pressured all the Galesburg players. Shelby didn't have anybody to pass it to. She was standing in the backcourt, and rather than take the 10-second call, Evan Massey got up off the bench and called a 30-second timeout. So Galesburg will have it, leading by 3, 11-8. With 4:46 to go second quarter in a battle for first place in the Western Big Six. Now, here's the give and go. Goes right to Pacheco from Warner, and Shelby Pacheco will put it up and through. Oh, Pacheco was playing like a girl possessed tonight. Back on the attack now comes Alleman. Jenna Garrett guarded out front by Pacheco. Gets the ball up top to Schwenker. Here's the shot up and through by Andy Mills. 13-10. Back comes Galesburg. Tipped away again by Ledbetter, but Pacheco picks it up. Tries to hand the ball off, and now covers up, and we'll get a jump ball in the backcourt, and it'll be Galesburg's ball on the alternating possession. Oh, what a game. Not much scoring in these Alleman Galesburg games, but I tell you, when you watch a game like this, a basketball purist loves it for the defense. And Galesburg has dominated the boards in this game tonight. Just dominated the boards. Goes to Warner now as Galesburg has it in the front court after the jump ball. Alley-oop pass to Mynika. She'll put it up and through. She went right through three girls. Mynika Warner's first field goal of the game. She has 6. 15-10 Galesburg. Here's Ledbetter. Drives the paint. Now pumps it out in the left corner. Here's a three-pointer no good by Jenna Garrett. Rebound on the floor, and it's going to be picked up by Howard. And now we'll have a push here, and I think they'll get Ledbetter for this foul. Let's see. No. I'm not sure who they called that foul on. Mills. Okay, it's going to be Andy Mills first. Six team foul. So we're evened up in team fouls at six apiece now. Megan Young is going to come in for the streaks for the first time in the game. And Shelby Pacheco will go out. So Galesburg will have Mynika Warner, Megan Young, Jessica Howard, Sarah Baker, and Bailey Boyer. Leading by five, the streaks are 15-10, 3:42 to go, second quarter. If you just joined us, the sophomores won tonight, 47-34. Megan Young on the right side for Galesburg. Bounce pass to Boyer. Boyer steals a glance over at Evan Massey on the bench and gets the play. Bailey Boyer now out front to Baker. Baker comes left side, Howard. Howard beyond the three-point line now to Boyer. To Megan Young. Looking inside now for Warner. That's what they've been doing against the man-to-man defense. But as soon as Warner gets the ball, they collapse on her. They get it to Mynika. She gets knocked to the floor. The rebound now, or the ball knocked back by Young. She saved it to Baker. She'll drive the baseline. Put the shot up. No good. The rebound comes down. Baker didn't follow her shot, and it's picked up by Schwenker. Back comes Ashley Schwenker into the front court. On the left side, Lambrecht. Now the pass in the lane. They get the ball to Appleman. Appleman pops it back out. Now to Schwenker, now to Ledbetter. Ledbetter at center court with 2:45 to go, second quarter. Left side, Angie Ledford. Ledford now on the dribble, comes to the foul line, stops, pops it back out to Ledbetter. Ledbetter on the right wing, gets a pick, drives the paint, puts it up and through. Man alive, AJ Ledbetter got that screen. Came right around it on the right side into the paint, put it up and through. It's 15-12. Alleman not going to go away tonight. Back comes Boyer now into the front court for Galesburg. On the right side to Megan Young. Young now, bounce pass back out to Bailey Boyer. Boyer steals a glance at the bench to get the play. On the dribble to the left side. Back out to Young. Now on the right side, Howard. She'll take the three. No. The rebound's going to go out of bounds, and they'll give it to Alleman. They say it went off Mynika. So Alleman will get it and a chance to come within one or tie the game here as A.J. Ledbetter steals a glance over at Jay Hatch to get the play. Here's Ledbetter into the front court for Rock Island Alleman. On the dribble against Boyer, gets away, drives the paint all the way to the basket, puts it up, no good, but the rebound controlled by Warner. Boy, they got to stop Ledbetter. She's coming right wing and then driving right down the paint. Here comes Galesburg. Bailey Boyer now at center court. On the right side, Megan Young with a minute 40 to go here. And we're going to get a three-second call whistled against Galesburg. Come on. This guy, this Ken Fairley, man, I tell you. Oh, bite your tongue, Jim. Here's A.J. Ledbetter back on the attack as Galesburg turns it over on the three-second call. Ledbetter, a bounce pass on the high post now to Garrett. On the right side, Ledbetter again back to Garrett. Garrett in the lane against Baker, and Baker blocked it. Right back in her face. Picked up by Boyer. Here come the streaks. Ahead to Warner in the lane. And we're going to get the ball knocked away from her, and a foul's going to be called against Alleman by Ken Fairley. That may be a make good. This one's going to be called against Ashley Schwenker, her first. That's a 17 foul, and Mynika Warner, who's 2 for 2 from the free throw line, will go to the line here to shoot two and a chance to increase the lead. Here it is, and it's perfect.
17 foul.
One more free throw for Mynika Warner. She's 5 for 5 from the line, and she hits the second one. Boy, the streaks. One of the best free throw shooting teams I've ever seen. Back comes Ledbetter now for Alleman. 17-12. Galesburg by 5. Ledbetter for Alleman, top of the key. Now on the right side to Garrett. Back to Ledbetter. Around to Ledford. Now on the far left wing. Ledford again has it top of the key. Now to Ledbetter. Let's see if she does that drive into the paint again. Instead, they go inside to Lambrecht. Now back on the left side to Schwenker. Schwenker now with the give and go in the corner. Here's the three-pointer. Ledford, no good. The rebound, Shelby Pacheco for Galesburg. Here come the streaks right to left. Bailey Boyer now into the front court. Comes cross court to Howard. Jessica now on the left wing. Back out to Pacheco. Now to Boyer with 38 seconds to go, second quarter. The streaks leading at 17-12. Now to Mynika Warner. Back out to Jessica Howard. Near side now to Boyer. Underneath now to Warner. And we're going to get a bump here and a foul called. It's going to be Angie Ledford who bumped Warner. She was trying to get the pass. Ledford's first. Eighth team foul. Mynika Warner is going to go back to the free throw line, and she will shoot the one in bonus here. Galesburg ahead by 5, and the free throw is good. 7 in a row by Monika Warner from the free throw line. Andy Mills comes in for Alleman. Kayla Appleman goes out. One more for the 6'1 junior, Monika Warner, and she missed it. The rebound controlled underneath by Alleman's Amanda Lamprecht. 23 seconds to go, second quarter. Ledford now on the left side. Pops it back out now to Ledbetter, top of the key. Right side now to Schwenker. Schwenker now down in the corner, back out on the high post, and we'll get a whistle here, and a foul by Ken Fairley is going to be called. Looks like they'll get Bailey Boyer for this one. Her third. That's a seventh team foul against the Strakes. It'll send Amanda Lambrecht to the free throw line to shoot the one in bonus. She has 2 points in the game. Alleman didn't score in the game until 2 minutes and 5 seconds left to go in the first quarter, so they almost went 6 full minutes without scoring. 5 minutes and 55 seconds. The free throw's missed. Rebound Shelby Pacheco for Galesburg. 7 seconds to go. 6. Here's Boyer now, right side. Boyer back up top to Howard, near side. Here's Baker with the 3. No! Rebound Pacheco at the buzzer, and that's the end of the first half with a score. It's Galesburg 18 and Alleman 12. This is Silver Street Girls Basketball on WGIL at WGIL.com.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stand?
Relax and have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. It'll help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Mom just can't seem to get around as well as she used to. You knew this day would come, but you had no idea it would be so difficult. You feel guilty. She always took care of you, but you realize you can't meet all her home care needs. When you suddenly find yourself facing difficult issues like this, ask her doctor to refer her to Midwest Regional Home Care. Let them help you make smart, informed decisions so the person you love can get what they need in the privacy of their own home. Midwest Regional Home Care. Bringing healthcare home to you.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met Trophy, but I love you. And feel adoration for the awards. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners. Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Breed Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I Heart Breed Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Watch out! Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing and such, Breed Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I Heart Breed Loves.
La, 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 la. The halls are decked with boughs of holly. Delight in the trimmings at 5 Galesburg area homes for the annual Galesburg Civic Arts Center's Holiday House Walk Tour this Saturday from 11 to 4. You'll be dazzled by each home's uniqueness and festive decor while helping to raise money for our local art center. Advance tickets are $12. Day of are $15. So get your tickets early. To find out more, call the Galesburg Civic Arts Center at 342-7415 or visit galesburgarts.org.
The people who invented the drive-thru and perfected the hamburger are now taking the coffee business by storm. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos, all with your favorite flavors, even iced. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Walk in or drive through for a hot steaming cup of premium roast in minutes. Come to the new McCafe in the Henderson Street McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
McDonald's.
I'm loving it.
Galesburg girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Jim Wyman back with you, WGIL, our halftime scoreboard brought to you tonight by Craddy Insurance Agency. For all your insurance needs, stop in and see Mike Craddy on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. He helped me. I'll bet you he can help you too. Well, a real interesting first half here. You kind of think what could have been with the Streaks. because they had a chance to go up in this game by the score of 12-2. Alderman did not score for 5 minutes and 55 seconds in the game. The Streaks had really control of the game, but A.J. Ledbetter with a bunch of drives from the right wing into the paint. Ledbetter scoring 6 points to lead them in scoring in the first half. Andy Mills has 4 points for Alderman, 2 points for Amanda Lambrecht. They were 0-for-4 from the free throw line as Angie Ledford had 3 free throws. She was fouled by Sarah Baker on a 3-point shot, but missed all the free throws. And what a first half for the Streaks. Galesburg dominated the boards. They could have been up 10 points, maybe more, in this first half. There were 2 questionable charging fouls called, one by Randy Wanio of Davenport and the other one by Ken Fairley of Davenport in the first half. But that, of course, is the way Alderman plays. The two teams even on team fouls, 7-7. I know if you talk to Evan Massey, he would probably say it should be 21-7. I should say 8-7 in the first half. Alderman had 18 fouls versus 7 for the Streaks. But for most of the first half, Galesburg led in team fouls, and Alderman plays that clutch and grabs school of basketball where they take all the fouls they can have. And we're seeing a lot of new kids tonight for Alderman that we haven't seen before who have played. Ashley Schwenker has played quite a bit of time tonight. Alex Wendell, Kayla Appleman played a lot. Mula Guetta went out of the game. She hardly played at all. Andy Mills never really played last year. She started the game for them. And they're missing Abby Ledford, and they're also missing Ansley DeVries, who have ankle injuries that they suffered, sprained ankles in consecutive games. So Mynika Warner leads the Streaks with 9 points. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. She was 7-for-8 from the free throw line in the first half. And so 1 field goal and 7 free throws for Mynika. 3 points for Jessica Howard on a 3-point shot. Sarah Baker had 2. Shelby Pacheco, 2. It was 9-4 Galesburg at the end of the first quarter. The Streaks outscoring them 9-8 in the second quarter to lead it at the half, 18-12. So we'll come back and find out what went on in the locker room with Coach Jackie Howard. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dr. Peter Hauslein in the Hearing Clinic at 582 North Seminary Street in Galesburg and by Shelter Insurance Agent Amy Howard. Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville.
Craddy Insurance in Galesburg and Pekin Insurance are offering a revolutionary return of premium term life insurance policy that offers a money-back guarantee. Here's how it works. Your beneficiary receives a death benefit if you die, but if you live, Pekin Insurance will give you back all the premiums you have paid. No questions asked. It's available with affordable guarantee level premium for periods of 20 or 30 years. Don't hesitate to visit your local Pekin Insurance agency, Craddy Insurance, today.
Menards has great gifts for the big and little ones on your list. Treat your handy person to a Master Force power tool. Buy a 7 1/4 inch circular saw for just $89 and get a 3-pack of saw blades free. That's a $17.98 value. For the kids, all toys and games are 25% off. Hurry for best selection, or give a Menards gift card, available in store and at menards.com.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
What's with the long face?
Well, I'm a Basset Hound.
So, you haven't lost your sense of humor?
I've lost everything else.
Oh, having trouble with the old retrieval.
Easy for you. You still run like a pup.
A few years ago, my knees started screaming. So I started taking glucosamine and chondroitin pills.
Really? I watch what I eat.
Eagle Pack for you youngsters. I think you're ready for the adult formula.
Where do I start?
Come on. If you're good, I'll get you a Senior Kong.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Your news talk and sports station. Galesburg Radio 14. WGIL.
Jim Wyman back at John Thiel. Jim, our interview with assistant varsity coach Jackie Howard Brought to you tonight on WGIL by McDonald's. I'm loving it with two locations in Galesburg, North Henderson Street in Galesburg, and also on East Main in Galesburg. Jackie Howard making her way over. Boy, a great first half for Mynika Warner on the board. Shelby Pacheco, they played great. You could have a bigger lead in this game than you have.
Are we on the radio? Yeah, I mean, we've done a big thing we worked on this week was really getting on the boards, because that's something we need to improve on, and we've really done a good job this first half really getting after it. And then by that, we're getting some scrappy, loose balls as well, so that helps out a lot.
You're trying to get the ball into Mynika, and they're kind of sagging in on her. Are you going to try to loosen it up a little bit, or maybe hit them a little bit from outside?
Kind of depends on what they bring towards us, if they go man or zone, you know. I mean, we have some things that we're going to try, but we'll just have to see how it goes.
Great defense, too. They went almost 6 minutes without scoring in the first quarter.
Yep. Yeah, we're very happy with how we did first half. Now we just got to carry it over to second half.
Thanks, Jackie.
Thank you.
That's Jackie Howard, the assistant varsity coach for the Silver Streaks. Our interview with Coach Howard brought to you tonight by McDonald's, the Mueller family, with the great McDonald's restaurants on North Henderson in Galesburg and on East Main in Galesburg. I'm loving it at McDonald's. The Silver Streaks and the Pioneers back on the court, 18-12 our score in favor of Galesburg. In the second half, Galesburg will be moving from left to right on your dial, which is west to east here at John Thiel Gym, and the Pioneers moving from right to left. It'll be Alleman's ball to start the third quarter. They're dressed in their green road uniforms with the white Alleman Catholic across the front with the numerals and the white piping up and down the sides. The Streaks dressed in their home white uniform with the black and the silver piping, the streaks across the chest and the numerals on the chest. So it'll be Alleman's ball. They'll come out with their original starting five. Ledford gets it into Ledbetter. Here's Ledbetter now into the front court. Ledbetter on the dribble, right side Ledford outside the three-point line. She's guarded by Baker as Galesburg starts in the man-to-man defense. Back up top of the key now to Lambrecht. Lambrecht goes on the right side to Ledford. Ledford right in front of the Alleman bench, comes back up top, fakes the shot, now to Ledbetter, into the corner to Amanda Lambrecht. Lambrecht now dribbles out, picked up by Pacheco, who's starting for Galesburg. Mangieri with three fouls, and Pacheco steals it from her. Pacheco gets the turnover. Another Shelby Pacheco, forced turnover. Great job tonight. Now into the front court comes the Streaks. Bailey Boyer, now to Howard. Howard drives the right side, outside the three-point line. They're looking inside for Warner as Pacheco had it top of the key. Now they'll give it to Bailey Boyer. Boyer now back to Warner, who pops out beyond the three-point line. Left side Bailey Boyer again. Now to Baker. Baker one dribble. Now back up top, now to Boyer. Right side Howard. Howard looking inside for Warner. Gets it to her. She'll put it up, but they say she traveled. Traveling on Mynika Warner, so the ball will go over on the turnover to Alleman, and A.J. Ledbetter will bring it back up court, right to left for the Pioneers. Ledbetter on the right side, pops it down on the baseline to Ledford. In the paint, they get it right to Mills, and Andy Mills puts it up and through. Great pass from the baseline to Mills in the paint. Now Baker's going to be bumped by Amanda Lamprecht. She'll pick up her first team foul in the second half against the Pioneers. And Galesburg will throw it in underneath their own basket. The key to beating Alleman is to get the fouls against them, go to the free throw line, and make the free throws. Comes in the left corner to Howard. Back up top to Bailey Boyer. Boyer now, top of the key, guarded by Angie Ledford. Ledbetter had been on her before. Now Ledbetter is guarding Ledbetter's guarding Howard. And now we're going to get a whistle and a travel called against Shelby Pacheco. She wanted to turn and throw it inside, but as she was turning, she dragged the pivot foot, and she turns it over. And so with 6:24 to go in the third quarter, it'll be Alleman's ball. They trail by 4, 18-14. Angie Ledford on the right side. She drives the paint, takes the pull-up jumper. Good, it's going to drop through. Ledford's first basket of the game, and it's 18-16 as Alleman comes right back in to start the second half. Pacheco between the circles. Now gets it to Bailey Boyer. Boyer guarded by Ledbetter again. She got that charge on her in the first half. Now Warner pops out beyond the three-point line to Sarah Baker. Baker with the ball over her head. Now to Jessica Howard. Howard on the dribble out front. Howard now with the ball. Bounce pass inside to Warner, but it was intercepted underneath by Mills. Mills now gets it ahead to Lamprecht. Into Mulugeta. Mulugeta, one dribble against Pacheco. She's going to put it up and through. Salem Mulugeta with her first basket of the ballgame. She draws the foul on Shelby Pacheco. That's Pacheco's first, the first team foul. And Mulugeta will go to the free throw line, and she will have the attempt at the three-point play. And this game, ladies and gentlemen, is tied at 18. Man, Alleman with a 6-0 run to start the second half. Here's Mulugeta's free throw. In the air, and it's perfect. She was unconscious last year in the regional. 19-18, Alleman's first lead of the game. And Evan Massey wants a timeout, a full timeout with 5:31 to go third quarter. It's Alleman 19, Galesburg 18. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax and have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center, we take the decision out of collision.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dr. Peter Hausline in the Hearing Clinic at 582 North Seminary Street in Galesburg, and by shelter insurance agent Amy Howard.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan wishing all of our customers and friends a Merry Christmas.
Later.
Employee pricing, 0% financing, and some of the best deals in automotive history. Stop by for details at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan just off the square in downtown Galesburg.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
So Evan Massey takes the full timeout, a 7-0 run by Alleman to start the second half. It's 19-18. The Pioneers with their first lead of this game. Man alive. Bailey Boyer now into the front court to Sarah Baker. Streaks need to score here. Top of the key, Howard. She'll take the three-pointer. Good! Oh, that's the way to come back. Kill him with the three. 21-19 Streaks as Jessica Howard hits the three-point shot. Amanda Lamprecht in the paint now to Mills. Mills on the baseline. Had it tipped away to stolen by Howard. Back comes Galesburg after the turnover. Howard took it right away from Mills in the lane. Howard now on the left side. Top of the key to Warner. Now on the right side, Bailey Boyer gets away from Ledbetter, drives the basket, puts it up, and it's good! And she's fouled! Oh, Bailey Boyer got away from Ledbetter on the right side, drove the basket, put it up and through, and she will go to the free throw line with the attempt at the three-point play. Mulugeta the foul, her third and the second team foul. Boyer misses the free throw. It's going to go out of bounds. They say it went off of Ledbetter, and it's going to be Galesburg's ball. Little butterfingers there. Now we'll get a substitution for Alleman as Kayla Appleman will come into the game, and Mulugeta, who has not played well tonight, goes out. Sarah Baker will throw it in for the streak. She comes right into Howard, wide open underneath, up and through. Oh, Howard, nobody near her. And all of a sudden, the Streaks are back up by six after being now 19-18. The Streaks with a 7-0 run of their own. Now top of the key. Here's the shot going to go in and out. No good by Andy Mills. Rebound fought for. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. And we're going to get a foul called here. This foul is going to be called against Sarah Baker, her second team foul on the Streaks. It's going to send A.J. Ledbetter to the free throw line. It's just a formality for her, folks. She just doesn't miss. Talk about ice water in her veins in the regional. She almost single-handedly beat Galesburg last year at Geneseo. Free throw's good. Maybe the best player pound for pound in the conference. You could talk about Moline all night, but at both ends of the court, this A.J. Ledbetter is just a great player. Amanda Lambrecht is going to go out. And Ashley Schwenker, the junior, comes back in. One more free throw for Ledbetter, and she hits it. 8 points for Amanda Joe. 25-21 in favor of Galesburg with 4:25 to go in the third quarter. Ledbetter out front against Boyer, and she ties her up. Boy, when Ledbetter wants to, she can do anything she wants up front. Boyer got away from her and got that basket and they got a foul the time before, but that time Ledbetter said, you're not going anywhere, and forced the turnover. Galesburg luckily gets it on the alternating possession. Here's Boyer now dribbling out front. Bailey Boyer, bounce pass now to Warner. Left side Howard, wide open three, no! The rebound in the lane, and we're going to get a pushing foul called underneath against Galesburg. I don't know if it's Warner or Pacheco. We'll pick up the call. It's going to be Shelby. That's Pacheco's second, the third team foul. Bailey Boyer will go out. Katarina Mangieri back in. 4 minutes, 12 seconds to go. Third quarter. 25-21 streaks after they trailed 19-18. Teams exchanging 7-0 runs to start the second half. Now on the right side, Alleman now. This is Schwenker. Pops it now on the near side to Ledbetter. Guarded by Mangieri. Ledbetter all the way around to the paint. Now pops it back up top to Schwenker again. Schwenker in the right corner to Angie Ledford. Ledford, baseline drive right around Baker. Puts it up. It was partially blocked. Ball's going to be pulled out by Pacheco. Pacheco not afraid to stick her nose in there. Hands it back to Mangieri. Here come the streaks. Great game tonight by Pacheco. Now Ledbetter all over Mangieri, and we're going to get a push off again called against Kat Mangieri. And that one a little more clear cut. And Evan Massey looks over at Mark Copley and says, hey, wasn't that your call to make? Why didn't you make it? As it is, that's Mangieri's fourth foul, the fourth team foul on the streaks. So it'll be Alleman's ball in the backcourt. Galesburg has Mangieri, Baker, Warner, Howard, and Pacheco. Into the front court now comes Ledbetter. They only got three fouls for Mangieri on the board, so maybe it's only three. Now Ledbetter drives the basket, puts it up, no good. The rebound controlled by Mynika Warner. Here come the streaks. Mangieri ahead to Howard, left wing. Back out to Pacheco, now to Sarah Baker. Alley-oop pass to Warner. She'll put it up, no, but we're going to get a foul on the floor against Alleman. It'll be Galesburg's ball underneath their own basket.
Final foul.
Foul's going to be called against Ledford, her second. That's the third team foul. Galesburg's ball comes in now to Mangieri. Mangieri now top of the key on the dribble for the streaks. Guarded by Ledbetter. Boy, Ledbetter just all over her. Left side now to Shelby. Shelby now, high post Baker. Alley-oop Warner. Warner on the paint. Gets it. Tried to get it back out to Pacheco. Intercepted by Ledbetter. Here comes Alleman. All the way down court. Ledbetter will put it up and through. A.J. Ledbetter with 10. Timeout Alleman. They'll take a 30-second timeout. 2:52 to go here in the third quarter, and our score is Galesburg 25 and Alleman 23. I want to remind you that we'll be on the air at 8:40 on Saturday morning for the ball game between the Streaks and the Macomb Lady Bombers. They've switched those games. Monmouth-Roseville will be at night at 7:30, and Macomb will be in the morning. That'll be at 9 o'clock. And don't forget, tomorrow is whiteout night here at John Thiel Gym as Mike Perry and Jim Lee will bring you all the action as the Silver Streaks will take on United Township. 7:10 pregame, 7:30 tip-off here on WGIL and on WGIL.com as we stream on the World Wide Web. I want to say hi to everybody tonight. My friend Bob Parker is listening out in Phoenix, Arizona, 1973 graduate of Galesburg High School. And our best to Bob and his wife Fran and the girls. Hope everything is going well in beautiful Arizona. Galesburg has it. Into the front court, Baker. She'll drive underneath. Puts it up, no good. The rebound, Ledbetter. Back on the attack come the Pioneers. And we'll get a... What are we going to get? A technical on Evan Massey. Massey wanted a foul underneath, and now we're going to get a technical on the Galesburg bench. That'll be the fifth team foul. Randwanio, it's R-A-N-D-W-O-N-I-O, calls the technical. So Massey has had a tee in his third straight regular season game against Alleman. They're just killing us inside, and no whistle. Here's Ledbetter's free throw, and she's not going to miss, believe me. She has 11 points in the game, makes it 25-24. She can tie it up here. Here's the free throw. It's good. These officials are just miserable. They are just horrid. I thought that Ken Fairley was the worst, but this Juanio, he's 10 times worse. And Massey had seen enough. He wants him to call a foul inside as they're killing Warner and Pacheco. 25 all. Near side now to Ledford, but that's Alleman's game. Here's Ledford, fakes the shot. Shovels it off on the right side to Schwenker. Now in the corner to Ledbetter. She'll drive, take the 15-footer. No. The rebound comes out, and it's going to be knocked off Mangieri out of bounds. They're going to give it to Alleman. And the Galesburg fans scream about that call, although I think it was the right one. Mangieri's just getting out physical. Galesburg's girls at times tonight are just getting beat, Boyer and Mangieri. Now Pacheco steals it on the inbounds. Shelby Pacheco back on the attack, left to right. Two-on-two break. Pacheco's going to put it up, and we'll get a foul called here, and Shelby's going to go to the line. Shelby Pacheco has no fear. That's for sure, as Pacheco with the full court drive that time. The foul is going to be called against A.J. Ledbetter, her first. It should be her 51st, the fourth team foul, and Pacheco will go to the line and shoot two. She has yet to shoot a free throw, and she missed it. Pacheco on the year, a 75% free throw shooter. She doesn't miss very often. Can give the Streaks the lead. We're tied at 25. Here it is, and she missed them both. The rebound controlled by Ledbetter. Back on the attack now comes Alleman with 2 minutes to go. Third quarter tied at 25. Top of the key now. They get the ball on the left side to Wendell. Back to Ledbetter. Ledbetter, the give and go to Wendell. Wendell, one dribble, and we're going to get a travel on her. Ken Fairley making the call. Boy, Massey had just seen enough. And he let him have it. Got the tee. His third straight tee in a game with Alleman during the regular season. Pressure in the backcourt, but Galesburg gets it over the timeline. Mangieri on the right side. She'll get it back up top. Now to Baker. She'll take the three. No air ball. Saved inbounds by Pacheco to Howard. Howard in the paint. Puts it up. Good! Oh, a great save by Pacheco. Saving the ball to Howard. And it's 27-25 Galesburg. With a minute 29 to go, third quarter. Back comes Alleman now. Top of the key. This is Schwenker on the right side to Ledbetter. Ledbetter gets a pick. Now will drive the paint. Pops it out to Ledford. Ledford, one dribble. 10-foot jumper, no. The rebound, Sarah Baker. Here comes Galesburg with a 3-on-2 break. Baker all the way down court. We'll get a foul here. And a charging foul against Baker. Oh, man. And that's the third guy in the crew. Mark Copley of Eldridge, Iowa. What a horrible officiating crew. Baker's third. That's the sixth team foul. And the Galesburg fans are all over them, as well they should be. Back comes Alleman. Pressure now on Ledbetter. Gets it over the timeline. Now they go right baseline. Here's the fake up by Mills. Now the dribble by Schwenker. Back to Mills in the right corner. Now Ledbetter fakes the three. Comes inside to Lambrecht. Top of the key, Ledford. Here on the near side to Schwenker. Now the bounce pass to Lambrecht. She'll get it blocked by Warner, and it's stolen away. Great defense by the Streaks. They will not give in. Into the front court, Mangieri for Galesburg. Now to Sarah Baker with 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Galesburg leading at 27-25. What a ball game. Mangieri now out at center court on the dribble. Mangieri getting bumped all the way across by Schwenker. No whistle. Now it's tipped away. Should have been a foul there. Back down to Ledbetter. She'll drive the paint. Triple team. Pops it back out now to Lambrecht. Amanda Lambrecht to Ledbetter with 17 seconds to go third quarter. She steals a glance at Jay Hatch on the bench. Ledbetter now on the dribble against Sarah Baker. Wants to come to the left side. Now gets a pick. Doesn't take it. Comes to the left with 5 seconds to go. The ball tipped away and picked up by Mangieri. Mangieri's fouled at center court. No whistle. She was bumped. No whistle. Where's the foul? And the Galesburg bench just cannot believe the officiating in this game. They wanted a travel that time, but from this angle, it looked like Mangieri was pushed. Now with 0.1 seconds, they're going to inbound the ball. Galesburg in front of the bench, and they'll just come in and let the buzzer run out. And that's the end of the third quarter with the score. It's Galesburg 27, Alleman 25. Hold on to your hat, sports fans. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax and have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Win a gift basket of Christmas from WGIL. Listen for details on Galesburg Radio 14. For registration locations, go to WGIL.com.
Holloman outscores Galesburg 13-9 in the third quarter, but they still trail 27-25. Holloman will have it with a chance to tie to start the fourth quarter. Ledbetter now on the right side. Gets it to Angie Ledford. Back to Mulugeta, 17-footer bingo. Salem Mulugeta coming back in off the bench, and we're tied at 27. Back on the attack now comes Galesburg. Bailey Boyer, bounce pass to Mynika Warner. Warner holds the ball, give and go, tried to get it to Pacheco. Ball's going to go out of bounds. They say it went off Angie Ledford. Oh, Holloman had a chance there to get the turnover. Couldn't convert, so it'll be Galesburg's ball underneath their own basket. The Streaks with a chance to take the lead. Sarah Baker will throw it in for Galesburg. Comes all the way back out to Bailey Boyer at center court. Boyer against Ledbetter. Works on the right side. Gets a pick from Warner. Now pops it back out to Mynika. She'll put it up inside. No good. Gets her own rebound up. No! The rebound still fought for. Knocked out of bounds. They say it went off Amanda Lambrick. Galesburg will have it again. The Streaks have just dominated the boards in this game tonight. But boy, oh boy, you'd never know it from the score. 27 all. Baker will throw it in. Looking. Still looking. Now comes into Jessica Howard on the left side. Back up now to Bailey Boyer. A key game for first place in the Western Big Six Conference. Pacheco left wing. Now to Warner. Back up now to Baker with 7:09 to go in the game. To Bailey Boyer. 27 all our score. Ledbetter all over or no whistle. Now to Warner. Right side now. They get the ball to Sarah Baker. Back out to Boyer. Boyer now will drive the paint. Gets away from Ledbetter. Gives it to Warner, who pops it back out to Boyer. And the Streaks are going to run her down. Back on the right side. Bounce pass into Pacheco. Pacheco over Mulugeta. No good. Baker pulls it out of the air. Puts it up. No. Tipped out by Pacheco. But they're going to get Shelby for the foul on the back. Pacheco's third. That's a 17 foul against the Streaks. Holloman only has four team fouls. Can you believe that? I know Evan Massey can't. And so Amanda Lambrecht will go to the free throw line. She has 2 points in the game. She's 0 for 1 from the free throw line. She'll shoot the one in bonus here. The 5'8 senior can give the Pioneers the lead. Here it is, and it's good. One more free throw for Lambrecht. She had 5 in the game on Saturday against Rock Island, or against Rock Falls. When Holloman won 58-28, she makes them both. 29-27, Holloman with only its second lead of the game. Into the front court, Boyer. All the way down, all the way to the basket. She'll put it up, and she draws the foul on Ledbetter. That'll be Amanda Joe's second, the fifth team foul. So Galesburg will throw the ball in underneath their own basket with 6 minutes and 37 seconds to go in the game. Baker will throw it in for the Streaks. Comes into Warner. Back up top now to Bailey Boyer. Boyer now against Ledbetter. Bounce pass to Warner outside the 3-point line. Now to Pacheco. Left side to Bailey Boyer. It was knocked away by Ledbetter. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Galesburg's ball. Boy, Ledbetter just bodies up on Boyer, and it looks from here like she fouls her every single time and no whistle. Baker will throw it into Pacheco in the lane over Mulugeta. No good. The rebound pulled down by Andy Mills. The outlet pass now to Angie Ledford. Ledford for the Pioneers into the front court. Hands it off to Ledbetter, who will set up the play, guarded by Bailey Boyer. Near side now to Amanda Lambrecht. Gets a pick from Mulugeta. Lambrecht now in the paint to Mills. Underneath to Mulugeta, and we'll get a whistle in 3 seconds. Called against Mulugeta and Holloman. So it'll be Galesburg's ball. The streak's down by two with 6:03 to go in the game. Here comes Bailey Boyer. Play number four is what Evan Massey calls from the bench. Right side to Sarah Baker. Baker's guarded by Mills, and Mulageta's pretty much double-teaming her. She's supposed to be on Pacheco. Now pass to Boyer, was knocked away. Howard got tripped up, no whistle. Back on the attack comes Alleman. All the way down, Ledbetter puts it up and through. Ledbetter has 14, 31-27, Alleman by four. Look out here. Boyer back into the front court. Bounce pass now to Pacheco. Galesburg's got to suck it up. They got to get it going and get it inside and draw the fouls. Baker now has it between the circles. The streaks have never been down by more than two until now. They're down by four. 31-27. Warner has it between the circles. Now gets the ball to Shelby Pacheco. Pacheco now looking on the left, and Evan Massey's going to call a timeout. He doesn't look like what he's seeing.
Full timeout, Galesburg.
I think it's going to be a full timeout on the floor with 5:10 to go in the game. It's Alleman 31, Galesburg 27. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville.
Will you move over?
Stop touching me.
You're taking up the entire sofa.
I can't see a thing.
Hey, I was sitting there.
I didn't hear you call placemat.
You're still touching me.
Why do the ones with the big poofy hair always sit in front of me?
Come on, down in front.
You need a Westpaw doggy bed, or two, maybe three. They're stuffed with recycled materials, come in various neutral colors, and made in the USA. Plus, they're machine washable. Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
The Galesburg High School boys basketball team plays United Township tomorrow night in the Streaks home opener. I'm Mike Perry. Join Jim Lee and me for pregame coverage at 7:10 on WGIL.
Galesburg's ball after the full timeout. Evan Massey not happy with what he was seeing. Let's see if they try to get it into Mynika. Here's Boyer, hit twice by Ledbetter, hit three times by Ledbetter, right in front of this guy, Ken Fairley, no whistle, and right in front of the Galesburg bench. Unbelievable. It'll be triggered in now by Howard, comes into Bailey Boyer. Ledbetter is just beating Boyer every time, elbowing her, bumping into her, and no whistle. Baker now has it up front, drives the right side on the dribble. She'll go all the way to the basket, and finally we're going to get a foul. And the Galesburg fans with a little bit of a derisive cheer towards this crew. This one's going to go against Mills, her second, the sixth team foul. Baker will throw it in, streaks trailing by four. Comes all the way into Bailey Boyer. 4:45 to go in the game. Boyer now bumped again by Ledbetter. No whistle. And Boyer throws it away. Throw it right to Mills. Was trying to get it to Warner. Bad pass. And now Ledbetter is going to come up very slowly with the four-point lead. Right side now to Angie Ledford. Ledford now outside the three-point line. Didn't take the pick from Mulageta. Pops it back up top to Ashley Schwenker. Now back to Ledbetter. Ledbetter, and we're going to get carrying the ball called against Ledbetter by Rand Wanio of Davenport. You know, you wonder if they send these Quad City officials down and their proximity to Rock Island. You know, they need officials from like Quincy or Peoria or Burlington, instead of sending them all the way down, all the time down from the Quad Cities and their proximity to Alleman, which draws from across the river. Right side now to Warner. Mynika outside the three-point line, streaks, and she throws it away, right to Ledbetter, all the way back down court, puts it up, no good, but she's going to be fouled by Bailey Boyer. That'll be Boyer's fourth. Eighth team foul. Things not going the streak's way. They've yet to score in the fourth quarter. Alleman has outscored them 6-0, and Ledbetter goes to the line. She's 4-for-4 from the free throw line in this game tonight. It's not all the streak's fault, but two straight turnovers now by Galesburg, and you know Ledbetter's not going to miss. 5-for-5 from the line. That's 15 points in the game for her. Boyer goes out. Megan Young in for the streaks. One more free throw for Amanda Jo Ledbetter, the 5'7 junior. That's right, we get to see her again next year. And she makes them both. What a player. 33-27, the six-point Pioneer lead. 3:50 to go. Now Baker loses it. Stolen away by Ledbetter. She comes down, and we're going to foul on the floor, called against Sarah Baker. Why don't we get a charge once in a while? That's the fourth, the ninth team foul against the Streaks. Ledbetter will go to the line and shoot the one in bonus. 6-for-6 from the free throw line is Ledbetter. 16 points in the game. Bingo. She's not going to miss. 34-27. Just like that, it's a 7-point lead for the Pioneers. Man. Second one on the way. She missed one. The rebound controlled by Pacheco. Sarah Baker now will bring it up on the dribble. I don't know if Warner's touched the ball in the paint all this quarter. And now Megan Young's going to have it knocked away from her by Angie Ledford. Galesburg's just getting beat physically. I think they're tired. Because Alleman has used its bench throughout the game, and the Streaks, I think, are just running out of gas. Howard now will throw it in, gets it into Sarah Baker. Baker now on the dribble against Ledbetter. Bounce pass to Mynika outside the three-point line with 3:30 to go. Got to score, girls. Now to Baker in the left corner. Bounce pass out to Howard. Howard guarded by Angie Ledford. Jessica Howard now gets a pick on the right side. Drives all the way to the baseline. Has to come back out. Now gets it to Pacheco. She'll drive inside. Tried to get a shot up. It was blocked by Mills. Ball on the floor. Comes back to Pacheco. She'll drive inside. Now back out. Gets it to Warner. She'll put it up. Good. Mynika Warner has 11. 34-29 with 3 minutes to go. The Streaks to within five. Here comes Ledbetter now. Pass on the near side to Amanda Lamprecht. Gets a pick from Mulugeta. Now back up top. Streaks got to get out there and get him on defense. Now to Ledbetter. Ledbetter beyond the three-point line. Here on the near side, Lambrecht. Now to Ledford. Ledford in the corner, double-teamed, and will get a bump here. And a foul called against Pacheco. That'll be Shelby's fourth. That's a 10th team foul on the Streaks. And so that's the one and or the two. Two-shot free throws of Angie Ledford, who's 0-for-3 from the line. She was fouled during a three-pointer in the first quarter, a three-point attempt, which she missed, and then missed all three free throws. So she'll shoot two here on the super bonus, and it's around and no good. She's 0-for-4, the 5'5 junior. Boy, Galesburg seemed to have control of this game, especially in the second quarter when they just dominated. Alleman has really come back on him. Second one in and out, no good. Rebound by Nika. Need one here. 34-29, the 5-point Alleman lead. And we'll get a timeout, Evan Massey. 2:32 to go in the game. There's timeout on the floor with the score. It's Alleman 34 and Galesburg 29. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dr. Peter Hauslein in the Hearing Clinic at 582 North Seminary Street in Galesburg and by Shelter Insurance Agent Amy Howard. Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan wishing all of our customers and friends a Merry Christmas. Employee pricing, 0% financing, and some of the best deals in automotive history. Stop by for details at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan just off the square in downtown Galesburg.
Sports stories, sports scores, and more. Fox Sports Radio. Weekends on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Jim Wyman back with you on WGIL Galesburg. Glad to have you with us on this Thursday night. It's Western Big Six Conference basketball at its best. Well, certainly at its most physical. As the Streaks trail 34-29 after the full timeout, Galesburg will have the ball. Jessica Howard gets it into Sarah Baker. Baker now on the dribble against Ledford. She'll go to the left wing. Looks back inside for Warner. Instead pops it out to Bailey Boyer into Mynika. She'll put it up. No, she missed the easy one. Gets her own rebound and puts it back up. And we're going to get a foul called, I think, on Ledbetter, who caught an elbow to the forehead. It will be on Amanda Jo Ledbetter, her third, seventh team foul. Mynika Warner will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot two. Galesburg has not shot a free throw in the fourth quarter, and Alleman has shot eight. Think about that. And if you know the way Alleman plays basketball, you know that's just nuts. It's the one in bonus. They didn't give her two. Boy, that should have been two. She was going up to shoot. So she misses the one and one. Ledbetter brings it back up for the Pioneers. On the right side now, this is Angie Ledford. Now to Amanda Lamprecht. Ledbetter here on the left wing with 2 minutes to go in the game. She'll drive the paint. Pops it back out to Ledford. Now on the right side, Lamprecht. Lamprecht comes back out on the dribble. Now to Ledbetter. Ledbetter left-handed dribble, spins on her pivot foot. Now to Ledford. They're running her down with a minute 45 to go in the game. In the far right corner to Ledbetter. She's crossing the baseline. Ledbetter runs into Warner. Now spins on her pivot foot. Back out to Ledford. Ledford now out to Ledbetter. Guarded by Bailey Boyer with a minute 30 to go in the game. Streak's got to get a steal here or wait till Lambrick gets it, and then or Ledford gets it and foul her. Now to Mills. There's the foul right there. Out to Ledford. They don't foul her. Now to Lamprecht. Back out and out of to Ledbetter. Don't foul her. Ledbetter spins in the paint. Tried to get it up against Warner. And now we'll get a whistle and a timeout called by Alleman. It'll be a full timeout. Minute 12 to go in the game. It's Alleman 34, Galesburg 29. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
In. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your professional Pekin Insurance agency in Galesburg, can help you put more green back in your pocket. Ask them the details of money-saving auto home discount. If your auto and home are both insured with Pekin Insurance, you can save insurance dollars on your premiums. Call Craddy Insurance today about how your wallet can look more green with an auto home discount from Pekin Insurance.
Grandpa, according to this book of magic spells, one can bring luck to a basketball team by establishing a ritual. Examples include repeating an activity before and after a sports game.
Like eating a Hungry Hobo sandwich?
Do you think that will work?
There's only one way to find out. Besides, basketball makes me hungry, and we know it will taste good.
Before or after the big game, for good luck or just for good food, head to Hungry Hobo in Galesburg for fresh sandwiches, soups, nachos, and baked potatoes.
You've earned a trip to the Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Win a gift basket of Christmas from WGIL. Listen for details on Galesburg Radio 14. For registration locations, go to WGIL.com.
Alleman's ball after the full timeout. Now we'll get Howard on a reach-in foul against Ledbetter. You cannot foul Ledbetter. Howard's first. 11th team foul on the streaks. Ledbetter 7 for 8 from the free throw line, and she'll shoot two here. Gosh. 34-29 in favor of Alleman. It's good. 5'7 junior, averaging 16.8 a game for Coach Jay Hatch's Pioneers. Second one on the way. It's also good. 36-29, the 7-point lead. Minute to go. Baker, alley-oop now to Warner. Warner puts it up in the paint, no good, and she's going to be fouled. And this time, she will shoot two shots. Glory be. Foul's going to be called against Andy Mills, her third, the 8th team foul. Mynika Warner, 7 for 9 from the line tonight. She'll shoot two. Chance to bring Galesburg back to within 5. Free throw on the way, and she missed it. Man, that's two in a row she's missed. Boy, you just look at this game, and you think this is the game that Galesburg really could have won. There have been a bunch of them. She missed them both. Rebound Mulageta for Alleman. Outlet pass Ledbetter. 57 seconds to go in the game. And now we're going to get a whistle in the backcourt and a foul called again against the Streaks. This one will be going to be against Mynika. Mynika Warner's first foul of the game. So fouls for Mynika, not an issue in this game tonight. And A.J. Ledbetter, who is now 9-4-10 from the free throw line, will shoot two more here. Free throw on the way, and it's good. Best player in the conference, there's no doubt about it. A.J. Ledbetter, man, she gets away with murder, though, on defense, I'll tell you that, especially when she has an officiating crew like this that's sympathetic to the physical game. She makes them both. 38-29, the nine-point lead. Here's Baker, takes the shot in the paint, no good. The rebound controlled underneath by Andy Mills. The Streaks have one field goal in the fourth quarter, and that's it. Into the front court now comes Ledford, and she'll be fouled by Baker or Howard. I think they're going to call it against Howard, and that's at center court. That's Jessica's second foul. And this time, Angie Ledford, who they should be fouling, is going to shoot two. She's 0 for 5 from the line. Not Ledbetter, and she missed another one. But it seems like you look up and it's Ledbetter always shooting for Alleman. It was like that in the regional last year when, as a sophomore, she just put a dagger in the Streaks. Second one's good. She finally made one. 39-29. Alleman by 10. 37 seconds to go in the game. Pacheco into the front court. Now gets the ball out to Boyer. Bailey Boyer drives the foul line. Now Warner will take the three. I don't know if you want that. The rebound, Pacheco right back up. No. Sarah Baker, the rebound up and through. 4 points for Baker in the game. They certainly need more points from her. 15 seconds to go. Ledford's going to come up court, and I think Baker's going to commit the foul here. Now it'll be Warner again. That'll be Howard's foul. Her third. So going to the free throw line again will be Angie Ledford. She'll shoot two, and the free throw's around and no good. Boy, the Streaks led in this game 18-12 at the half, but they were outscored 13-9 in the third quarter, and they trail now by 9, 40-31, 8 seconds to go. 9-point streak deficit here. Comes into Pacheco. She'll put it up in and out, no good. Rebound Mulugeta, and the final score will read the Alleman Pioneers 40, the Galesburg Silver Streaks 31. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL at WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg Girls Basketball and WGIL has been brought to you in part by Hungry Hobo of North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Orthopedic Services with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, and Macomb. Go to gosortho.com. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. By Midwest Regional Home Care on the corner of Fremont and North Seminary, bringing healthcare home to you. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee, the station Galesburg tunes to for news, talk, and Silver Streaks girls basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey are committed to providing the highest quality of health care possible to Knox and surrounding counties. Galesburg Orthopedic Services is located at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 102. For more information, go to gosortho.com or call 342-0194. That's 342-0194. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, getting you back in the game.
The halls are decked with boughs of holly. Delight in the trimmings at 5 Galesburg area homes for the annual Galesburg Civic Arts Center's Holiday House Walk Tour this Saturday from 11 to 4. You'll be dazzled by each home's uniqueness and festive decor while helping to raise money for our local art center. Advance tickets are $12. Day of are $15. So get your tickets early. To find out more, call the Galesburg Civic Arts Center at 342-7415 or visit galesburgarts.org.
The official WGIL forecast tonight is brought to you by Calico Cat, the gift store, with free gift wrapping and local delivery. Tonight, cloudy chance of light snow around 18. Tomorrow, becoming partly sunny, high 25.
Tomorrow night, cloudy, near steady tip, about 22. Saturday, partly sunny, blustery, not quite as cold, high 42. And Saturday night, cloudy with a chance of rain after midnight, near steady tip, about 37. Currently, it's 25 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the postgame show featuring final stats, a word with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, and the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Our postgame final stats brought to you by Hungry Hobo, North Henderson Street in Galesburg. You've earned a trip to Hungry Hobo. Well, Pam and I finally made the trip to Hungry Hobo last night. Had an Italian beef and what a chili baked potato for you, Pam. And I had a, what did I have? I had cheese and bacon baked potato. Man alive, it was great. Still time to get over there. They're open till 10 o'clock. They're bringing you the final stats. The news not good tonight as the Streaks lose this game 40-31 to lose their first game in the Western Big Six. Let's run down the statistics. A.J. Ledbetter led Alleman with 21 points in the game. She was unconscious from the free throw line tonight. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. She was 11 for 12 from the free throw line for Alleman. 6 points in the game tonight. 4 points in the game for Angie Ledford, and Salem Mulageta had 5 points for the Pioneers. But it really was the A.J. Ledbetter show in this game tonight. For the Streaks, they only scored 4 points in the fourth quarter, and the last one by Sarah Baker was pretty much after the fact. The Streaks were led in scoring by Mynika Warner, who had 11 points, 10 points in the game for Jessica Howard, 4 points in the game for Shelby Pacheco, who played a tremendous first half in this game tonight defensively. 4 points in the game for Sarah Baker. 2 points in the game for Bailey Boyer. And I'm sure, here's Coach Massey now, I'm sure he'd like to see a few more points in the game from Sarah Baker for the Silver Streaks. Our post-game interview with Coach Evan Massey brought to you tonight on WGIL by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. A little bit of fatigue there at the end. What do you think, Kevin?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm guessing that probably a factor, but it, you know, just unfortunate. You know, I thought it was a game where, you know, really if there was that stretch where we came back and we were up after Jess had hit the three, and then we got a couple more, another bucket, and I thought we were up like 4 or 5. I thought we were okay with things, and then we, you know, we came down and we got the ball where we wanted inside, but we didn't get calls. The one that, you know, the one on my technical just killed us, that Sarah beat the kid to the basket and the kid bumped her, and, you know, with a no call. But, you know, that always is what happens, is when if a ref misses a call and you point it out right away to him, you know, I think that it happens. But that was unfortunate. But, I, you know, no complaints. I thought our kids battled. I thought we did a better job on the defensive boards than we have. That we just, you know, we offensively, we just, it's tough when you only score, you know, whatever we had, too low.
Well, they shot 25 free throws. You shot 14 free throws in the game. Before we leave the officiating, I thought there were 2 questionable charging fouls that were called on Mangieri and Boyer in the second quarter. The second one that was called on Boyer I thought was okay, but the first one really was questionable. And Ledbetter was on Boyer all night and bodying her up, and they never called a foul on her for that.
Yeah, I mean, our guards have got to get stronger with the ball. But what they were doing was they would end up, Ledbetter, when they come across half court and you first try to set up, what she does is she gives it one good hand check to control them and stop their momentum. Then she does a good job if she pulls her hands back. And, you know, what happens is she's already had the effect of being able to stop the play. And so that's unfortunate in terms of what goes on. But, yeah, I thought they were tough. I especially thought the one was one where everybody had, you know, the other two refs were lined up for the free throw. They thought it was one thing and then the other. But
that
I'm not
was the
so,
one on Mangieri.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, to Jay's credit, I thought in the first half, you know, I think he did some good things with the officials that, you know, that influenced. And unfortunately, you know, I didn't have a positive impact that way.
And your kids are young, and as you say, they've got to get stronger physically. Mangieri and Boyer have got to be able to be out there and use their bodies.
Yeah, and it's just it's tough against them because what they're going to do, you know, they're going to set on plays, and you know, there's no sense in whining. I mean, it's obvious that, you know, the emphasis this year was on the idea that to call the fouls on cutters, that you can't displace a cutter. But, you know, as one referee early, I said, you know, do you think that's going to change the game? And they said that they wouldn't call it any differently. So we've got to end up quit whining and understand that's how the game of basketball is played.
Coach, thank you so much.
Yep, bye.
That's Evan Massey, the head coach of the Silver Streaks. Let's take a break. Our interview with Coach Massey brought to you tonight by your friends at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. We'll have our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game in a moment. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Mom just can't seem to get around as well as she used to. You knew this day would come, but you had no idea it would be so difficult. You feel guilty. She always took care of you, but you realize you can't meet all her home care needs. When you suddenly find yourself facing difficult issues like this, ask her doctor to refer her to Midwest Regional Home Care. Let them help you make smart, informed decisions so the person you love can get what they need in the privacy of their own home. Midwest Regional Home Care. Bringing healthcare home to you.
The people who invented the drive-thru and perfected the hamburger are now taking the coffee business by storm. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos, all with your favorite flavors, even iced. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Walk in or drive-thru for a hot steaming cup of premium roast in minutes. Come to the new McCafe in the Henderson Street McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
McDonald's.
I'm loving it.
The Galesburg High School boys basketball team plays United Township tomorrow night in the Streaks home opener. I'm Mike Perry. Join Jim Lee and me for pregame coverage at 7:10 on WGIL.
Jim Wyman back with you. Is that Taylor Young down there I see? Mike Bailey from Carl Sandburg was here, and I see Taylor Young, the Sandburg women, with a huge victory last night over Spoon River Valley, just a tremendous win, and they beat the Monmouth JV team a couple of nights before that. So if you haven't had a chance to see the Sandburg women's team with Taylor Young this year, make sure you get out there and get a look at them, because they are a great team anyway. And as Mike Bailey said to me last year when they were trying to recruit Young, and she hadn't quite committed yet, he said, we're working on a recruit who could change our program completely. And, of course, Taylor Young has had a couple of games at Sandburg where she has been the leading scorer in the game. And just wait until she gets going. And I know they want her to score a little more than she scored in high school. Our player of the game tonight, Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, is Shelby Pacheco, who had a tremendous first half in this game. And I think all the girls got a little bit tired and worn down. You know, when you're playing that physical game like that, as Coach Massey said, what happened in the game tonight was a situation where as soon as they would come into the front court, Bailey Boyer was working the point most of the time, sometimes Sarah Baker, but most of the time it was Bailey Boyer. And as soon as they would come into the front court, what Ledbetter would do is she would put out her hand and stop the Galesburg girl, stopped the point guard. And that, of course, should be a foul right there, or at least a warning. But that was never done. And then as soon as Bailey Boyer would stop her dribble, Ledbetter would get out on her and then body her up and not let her move. And when she did move, in fact, Bailey Boyer had three fouls in the game. When she did move, they called a charging foul on her. And it just... You know, Alleman plays the clutch-and-grab style, which is originally came out of the Chicago Catholic League. We talked about it last year. Came out of the Catholic League, and, you know, you don't have to be a genius to watch and see it work, because the Schaumburg boys team won a state title with it when Eddie Curry was playing high school ball. Nobody gave him a chance, but they won that championship game, I think, 1997, somewhere back in there, with the clutching and the grabbing. And we had seen it in the suburbs for a long, long time, because Bob Williams, the coach at Schaumburg, had learned it from Eddie Molitor, the coach at Palatine, and Eddie had come out of the Chicago Catholic League, had coached there. So, you know, it's a clutch and grab and body and get all the fouls you can. And it really puts pressure on the officials when they're officiating the game to call the game close, and you get a disparity of fouls. And Jay Hatch, the coach at Alleman, works the officials better than any coach that I have ever seen. This guy is just amazing. And as Coach Massey said, he was on them all through the first half of the game today, when actually in the first half, Alleman had more fouls than Galesburg, 8-7 in the first half. At one time, it was 7-4 in favor of Galesburg, but then in the second half, it all turned around, and the Streaks were the ones who had more fouls, as Alleman shot 25 free throws to 14 for the Silver Streaks. So the news is not good tonight from John Thiel. Jim, our next broadcast on WGIL is going to be on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. It'll be the Macomb Lady Bombers, minus Lindy Thorman, who's now at Western Illinois University. Pregame show at 8:40 on Saturday morning, tip-off at 9 o'clock, and then at 7:30 on Saturday night, it'll be the Monmouth-Roseville Titans against the Streaks. These games will be played at Knox College, so can't wait to see the new Knox College gym. Haven't been over there yet. That game will start at 7:30 with the pregame show at 7:10, Monmouth-Roseville and Galesburg. But the biggest of the games is tomorrow night. Galesburg boys' only home game here at John Thiel Gym, as the Silver Streak boys will play United Township of East Moline tomorrow night. The tip-off is 7:30, and then 7:10, the pregame show here on WGIL with Mike Perry and Jim Lee. Our thanks to Chaz Pig back at the studio, spinning the dials tonight. And Eric Gibson off tonight. He's out of town, but he will be back again on Saturday morning. The final again in the sophomore game, it was Galesburg upping their season record to 5-3, their conference record to 3-0. The Streaks beat Alleman sophomores 47-34. But the varsity final, as Galesburg falls to 3-6, now 2-1 in the Western Big Six. Alleman defeats the Streaks tonight by the score of 40-31. That'll do it from here. I'm Jim Wyman. So long, everybody.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.